And you say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
I didn't get you there, Nikki.
Okay, you say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
The wool?
The soil. I'm talking about land.
Oh. The soil?
Is very...
We're very wet right now. We can't put out none.
Okay. But the soil is very rich. Another word you might use, you'd say the soil is very...
Very rich, uh-huh. It's rich. It's got plenty of fertilizer, something like that. And, you know, got all the substances that it needs to have.
Okay. And what do you call flat, low-lying land along a stream?
Lowland.
Yeah.
Flat land.
Okay.
Or the bottoms, you know, it's just according to some, you know, it's by branches and rivers, and they call them the bottom land.
Okay. What about a field that's not good for much of anything but raising grass or clover or alfalfa?
Well, that's called for pasture ground.
Okay. And what about land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
Well, that'd be swampy ground, I think.
Okay. And do you know names for different kinds of soil?
Can I name different kinds of school?
Soil.
Soil?
Yeah.
No, for myself I couldn't. Well, now the red clay and the white clay and then the black clay. So you go in different countries, it's different clay.
Yeah. What about loam? Have you ever heard that, or loam?
I haven't.
Okay. If someone had some swamps and they were getting water off the swamps, you say that they were what? The swamps. You said they would...
Well, they'd be draining it or ditching it or tiling it somewhere, you know, to get it off. We dug a pond.
Okay. What do you call the things that they dug to get the water to run off?
Tile, isn't it? They tile it, don't they?
Huh?
They tile it, don't they? To get it off?
What's that?
Well, I have a drain through here. And
yeah.
You know, you either have to dig a ditch for it to go on, carry it on down, or tile it, you know, put a tile in there. If you want to work over it, you can put a tile in there to drain it down.
Okay. Okay, you mentioned river and branch.
Yeah.
You know, can you tell me some other words like that, and what's the difference between them? A river is the biggest now.
Yeah. And a branch is a branch. Now, most people for the spring branch, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called a spring branch.
What about a creek or crick? What's that?
Well, Great's Creek. Now, it ain't as big as Red River in places, and sometimes it's bigger in places, but they've just all got different names. Like this little creek right down here, that's Summers Creek, they call it.
Is a creek bigger than a branch?
Oh, yes. They usually supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah. What about a stream?
Well, now, a stream, that's just what I've got down here. You see, it goes dry in the summertime. It's dry all through there, but fall, we dug a pond, and that takes up a lot of the water, you see.
Okay, and if it had been raining really heavy, and the rain had cut out a little channel across, you know, the land, what would you call that?
Well, it's a... Wait just a minute. There's my pond down here, they've cut out on each side for it to drain off, you know, when it overflows.
Yeah.
And I know, honey, just as well as I know your name, I know you, but I don't know you neither, but, you know, I just can't think of it right now.
Okay.
Ditched it. You know, it cuts stitches.
Okay, what do you call a very small rise in land?
A what?
Very small rise in land. You know, goes up.
They're gonna wreck somehow. Rise in land. Well, some call them a hill. It's just cordon, you know,
okay.
Or some would just say a high place.